ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः। ॐ ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एज़ आल्सो स्ट्रेंथ एंड ऑल दि ऑर्गन्स बिकम वेल डेवलप्ड। Everything is the Brahman revealed in the Upanishads. May I not deny Brahman? May not Brahman deny me? Let there be no spurning of me by Brahman. Let there be no rejection of Brahman by me. May all the virtues that are spoken of in the Upanishads repose in me, who am engaged in the pursuit of the Self. May they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. We have completed a Samvarga Vidya part of the beautiful story. Now, to illustrate the glory, the greatness, or the result of what happens when a person practices the contemplation called Samvarga Vidya, in order to glorify this beautiful upasana, a story is given there. The Upanishadic rishis are very, very well aware of the psychology of people like us. So when we study a story, then that sticks into our brain easily. That is why in the Upanishads we get so many stories, and this story also comes in the Chandogya Upanishad only. So having completed the teachings of the Samvarga Vidya, in order to glorify that special type of knowledge which can lead one with identity with Hiranyagarbha. Vayudevata is also called Hiranyagarbha. This following story is narrated. There was a Brahmacharin. Once he went out for food, because Brahmacharins and Sannyasins are supposed to live on begging. So there are two types of Brahmacharins and Sannyasins. Some of them live in some established monasteries where the monasteries themselves provide for the staying and food needs, like food, etc., and even needs of health, etc., are looked after by the monasteries, and these monasteries are well maintained, being supported by well-to-do devotees, laymen. The other is, they want to live completely independent and they will have to go out for begging. So that is one of the ways. Here the story, there was a Brahmachari, he belongs to this category. He used to go out for begging, and he went, and then he saw there were two people, they were being served food. So this Brahmachari went there and begged, please give me also some food. One of the people who was there, and even those two people were very great spiritual people, they wanted to test whether this Brahmachari is really progressing spiritual life or not. So they did not give the food. They refused to give the food. Not that they wanted to refuse to give food, But they wanted to test whether this brahmachari is really practicing these vidyas. Maybe they also know this brahmachari probably was being guided by a particular teacher, and whether he was really practicing after receiving instructions from his teacher, we do not know. Most likely that is the case. Why do I say so? Because if anybody, any atithi, any guest happens to come, generally people would not refuse food, especially in those olden days, and especially by these two people, because they were great upasakas, contemplators themselves. So they must have come to know about this brahmachari, and then they wanted to test how far he had progressed. So as a part of a test, they denied, "We will not give you food." And then this brahmachari, he opened his mouth and said, "It's not right for you to refuse food for me." And he gives an explanation why this is so. He says, there is one great God who swallows up four others. He is the protector of all the worlds. You do not realize that all the food of this world belongs only to this God, and it is to this God that you have refused food. What the brahmachari really means is that you do not perhaps realize I have practiced this samvarga vidya as taught by my own teacher, and I have become attained oneness. So this brahmachari is trying to answer, to convey to them that probably you do not know, you do not realize that everything in this world belongs to God, and I am a contemplator of that particular God. Here God, not the Supreme Brahman, but Hiranyagarbha, otherwise also called Vayudevata, Sutratma, Vedanta, especially Upanishads, use several terms, Mahat, Hiranyagarbha, and Sutratma. These are the three different names. Of course, we also know what is the meaning of Virat, collective creation in physical form. Entire physical world collectively is called Virat, which includes, of course, my body, your body, everything living, non-living. That is called Virat, universal. Then all the pranas, vital energies, here in Vayudevata. So collective prana, that is called Adhidaivatam. Universal prana is called Sutratma. Universal mind is called Hiranyagarbha. Universal intellect is called Mahat. So these are just one and the same being, but as identified with three different aspects. When identified with prana, universal prana, he is called Sutratma. Identified with all the minds, Sukshma Sarira, is called Hiranyagarbha. Identified with what is called Vijnanamaya Kosha, or with all the intellects, collective intellect. The same Hiranyagarbha or Sutratma is also called Mahat. Hiranyagarbha is a common name that we are using here. So this brahmachari said, "I am a contemplator of this Hiranyagarbha. I have become one with this Hiranyagarbha, and the entire world belongs to this Hiranyagarbha, because Virat is a external physical manifestation called Adhi Bhautika of this Hiranyagarbha only. So the whole universe has come out of Virat, is sustained by Virat, and again it goes back to Virat. So I have become identified with that Hiranyagarbha, and the whole world is sustained by food, and the food that one needs is also Virat. And finally, when every being goes back to its cause, it also becomes food. We are from food, as we explored in the Taittiriya, and we are sustained by food, and we go back to food. There is no movement here. We are food in one manifestation. We are food in the sustenance manifestation. We are eternally food even in the dissolution manifestation. Not that we are going to become food. We remain food. Gold remains gold, whether there is an ornament or not. This we had explored, especially in the Taittiriya Upanishad. So, I am that contemplator, and I have become one with Hiranyagarbha, and Virat is a manifestation of Hiranyagarbha, and every type of food in this world is nothing but this Hiranyagarbha, and everybody who is eating the food is also Hiranyagarbha. So, if you are denying food to one who has become identified with this Hiranyagarbha or Vayu Devata here or Sutratma, you are actually committing a crime. I will come to that point. It's not right. The whole world belongs to this God, and it is to this God. Now you are refusing to give food, to offer food, actually not giving food. When we see a great person, we don't give food, we offer food. And if he accepts even a little bit, we feel very blessed. So by this, the Brahmachari implies that as a meditator identified with the all-absorbing deity, call him Prana or Vayu or Sutratma, he himself is that deity. I am that Vayu Devata, and I am asking for my rightful food, and in refusing me, you are committing a grave offense. And then he explains the four others swallowed by the God. What are the four others? Fire, sun, moon, water, as we have seen in the teachings of Raikwa to King Janashruti. In the what is called Adi Daivika level, at the level of the gods, and at the level of the individuals, four others, speech, eye, ear, mind, etc., which merge in the prana. So, they are one and the same. What is the universal is the individual. What is the individual is the universal. So, I have become identified with this Vayu. So, if you deny food to me, you will be committing a grave blunder, and thereby you are going to lose lot of things. I will discuss it a little later on. Then, hearing this, one of the two who are being served food, then he understands. So, he comes nearer the Brahmachari, and then he says that being that you just described, we also meditate upon it. So, the being, everybody meditates as the ultimate soul, the creator of all, who eats through the mouth of knowledge itself. Very interesting expression. Who eats through the mouth of knowledge itself. What does it mean? Because when we see something, it is only the thought in our mind. We say, I see. Apply this. If you are eating food, the body doesn't know what is food. The food, of course, doesn't know it is food. It is our thought. I am eating the food. I am hungry is a thought. I have food is another thought. I am eating food is another thought. I have eaten food is another thought. I am satisfied is another thought. Everything is a thought. In case we find it difficult to understand, you recollect a dream, any dream of yours. I went to America. That is a thought. Even while being, say, in India. And I was hungry and I opened the fridge. I see the fridge. There are a lot of things to be eaten. I took it out, warmed it up. I ate and I am happy. Then I went to bed. Then I woke up. And upon waking up, we recollect. The whole thing is nothing but a dream, a thought, mental process. Apply it here also. even in the waking state, a meditator or one who practiced this Samvarga Vidya or one who became identified, he will be also having the same experience. So then this Shaunaka says, that God whom we have contemplated is a devourer for whom everything, including the eaters themselves, is food only. That being is beyond being eaten or affected. What does it mean? So all the five elements, for example, the earth is an element. It is an effect. Its cause is waters. In its turn, water is an effect. Its cause is fire. Now you think the other three, the fire, the air, and the akasha. Now, with that description, we can understand it better. So, when the earth, who sustains all of us, it is both the eaten and eater. It is eating itself. That means it is manifesting in one form as the eater, and it is manifesting in another form as the eaten, exactly like in a dream. But earth itself is an effect. So it goes back to waters. Waters goes back to fire. Fire goes back. Being eaten means what? Getting merged, becoming identified with its cause. The effect, being identified with the cause. So the fire becomes identified with air. Air becomes identified with space. And space will become identified with Atman. Now, with whom is Atman going to be identified or merged into? No. That is what it is. Who is not eaten? Who cannot be eaten? He eats everybody. That means he is the cause of every effect. But he himself is without any cause. That is the meaning of he is the eater of both the eater and eaten. And at the same time, he cannot be eaten by anybody. That means he doesn't have any cause. So Shaunaka tells that now that being is beyond being eaten or affected. He is all wise. He is the greatest. So we meditate upon him. He might have even told this Brahmacharin, we were only testing. We will never refuse. Even if you are an ordinary person, Atithi Devo Bhava, we would not have rejected. But we heard about you. So we wanted just to find out how far have you progressed in life. Sri Ramakrishna used to put one invariable question many times to his devotees. Who am I? And if somebody says, you are a great holy man, so that person's understanding is quite good. Not very great, but quite good. If he says, you are a realized soul, that person's understanding is better. If that person says, you are an incarnation of God, that is even better. And if that person says, you are the source of all incarnations, it is far better. And if that person says, I know, you are the Parabrahman, you are the Supreme Reality, then that person's understanding is perfect. So this is how we have to understand. So Shaunaka understood this Brahmachari, a real sincere sadhaka, and he has progressed. So give him food. So that is the first part of the story. Second part gives in a symbolic and mystical passage. I will explain when the time comes. These five and the other five makes 10. This is called Krita. And everything is included in the Krita. Everything is included in the Virat. Everything is included in a person. And everything is attained by a person who becomes identified with this Vayudevata. That is the essence of the story in simple language before we go into the mantra itself. Now we will go into the mantras. Once we understand this introduction, it should not take long time for us to dive deep. Atha ha shaunakam cha kapeyam अभिप्रतारिणञ्च काक्षसेनिं परिविश्यमाणौ ब्रह्मचारी इभिक्षे तस्मा उ ह न ददतुः. वन्स अपन ए टाइम वैल कापेय शौनक एंड काक्षसेनी अभिप्रतारिन वर बीइंग सर्व्ड विथ फूड ए सेलिब्रेट स्टूडेंट ऑफ सेक्रेट नॉलेज अप्रोच्ड देम एंड बेग्ड फूड ऑफ देम दे डिड नॉट गिव हिम एनीथिंग सो एज आई सेड इट मस्ट बी ए टेस्ट अथ नाउ अथ मीन्स ए स्टोरी मेनी टाइम्स बिकॉज अथ हा इट सो हैपेंड once upon a time there were two people who were there shaunakam cha kapeyam shaunaka kapeya two both names belong to one person and another person abhipratarinam cha kakshasenim these two words also belong to a second person they were sitting it was noon time lunch time parivishyamanau in bengali they call it parivesham serving food they were being served food we don't know somebody either in a dharmashala or in a house or in a monastery they were being served food what happened brahmachari evikshe one celibate student called brahmachari approached them and seeing them eating vibhikshe he begged food kindly give me also some food I am hungry tasma uha na dadatuhu but they did not agree to give him food so the question comes now why did they not agree to give food to this brahmachari so they were they miserly people or they did not want to give anything this is a highly what is called a great lesson we have to learn especially those who study Vedanta and those who study Ramakrishna's life, those who study Puranas, etc., as we have seen in the 11th section of the first chapter of the Taittiriya Upanishad, Atithi Devo Bhava. And this Taittiriya Upanishad is so marvelous. So it is said, Annam na parichakshita, never criticize food. Annam bahu kurvita. So, food must be accumulated. This is a rule for the householders. So if any guest comes, one should never be refused. If anybody comes, I want to stay in your house. I am coming as a guest to your house. Such a person should never be refused. Naturally, na kanchana vasatau pratyachakshita. This is how in Bhruguvalli we get it. Na kanchana anybody vasatav vasati means with the idea of staying na pratyachakshita should never say we have no place but it also means a person who gives a shelter should also provide food you can't simply say all right stay here somehow and you look after your own food go out for begging do whatever you like no that is why I said annam bahu kurvita so you must keep plenty of food. Of course, this is a teaching for the householders. Because when guests come, you have to provide. Not only that. In that same Taittiriya Upanishad, it is beautifully written that if a person had treated guests when that person was at an young age, then next birth, as a result of that, he will be getting marvelous, enjoyable, plenty of food. Not only he will be getting such marvelous food, his hydrochloric acid will be burning him. That means he will be able to digest whatever he eats. So he has plenty of food. He is capable of eating food. He is capable of digesting the food. That means he will be in the pink of health. So therefore, yaya kaya cha vidhaya bahu annam prapnuyat by whatever means, not by begging, stealing, etc. No, in the right manner. So we will discuss that point when it comes. Here, these great souls, they in the olden days, they would never have refused food. especially when a brahmachari or a sannyasi appear at noon time. But they wanted to test, find out whether this person is only appearing as a brahmachari, is pretending to be a brahmachari, or really he is worthy of being served. As I said, even if he is not a spiritual person, but a hungry person, they would have given food. But it is the Upanishad is telling to us, there must be meaning for it. So even through this, a wonderful truth is being said. Then when the brahmachari said in reply to them that every food belongs to only that Virat Brahman, that Hiranyagarbha, that Vayudevata. So if you are refusing food to him, who is providing you with food? That is the very height of ingratitude, ungratefulness. In reply, this Shaunaka approached him and said, we don't know what other things he said. No, we were only testing you. We know now how far you have progressed. Don't think that we are ordinary people. So then he says, we are also contemplators. That is what is said in this next sixth mantra. Sa ha vacha mahatmanaha chaturo deva ekaha kaha saha jagara saha bhuvanasya gopaha tam kapeyam na avipashyanti martyaha avipratarin bahudha vasantam ismaiva etadannam tasma etat na dattam iti. So in reply what he said, the brahmacharin that is Prajapati, the one god swallowed up the four great ones, is the protector of the worlds. O Kapeya and Vipratarin, mortals do not see him, who dwells variously, who alone is manifesting in this whole world. Like as we have seen, Sahasrasirsha Purushaha, Sahasrakshaha, Sahasrapat. Even from him, for whom all this food is meant, you have withheld it. That's not proper. Now let us go into some details that when a guest comes, Atithi Devo Bhava, it is not only significant, but it is the only way that there could be peace and happiness and prosperity in this world. The first point we have to remember is, whatever we do in this world, if we do good, we reap the good. If we do evil, we reap the evil. A few examples we are taking now. So, we know the story when Durvasa Rishi, along with his 100 disciples, approached at noon at the request of Duryodhana. You go there after everybody finished food, after they have washed their utensils, when there is no food. That's what he means, and demand food. And for a person living in the jungles, there is no hope of their being provided with food. And if they are not provided, he will incur sin, and as a result, he will be punished. And that was the evil motive of Duryodhana. And this is also a test, because a great soul like Durvasa Maharshi is not simply going to be taken in by the clever tricks of Duryodhana. Durvasa Maharshi was a greatest spiritual person. We should never think of that person. He was a fool, and he was flattered by Duryodhana, and he gave a boon. I will give you a boon. But Durvasa Maharshi was a great soul. He is not going to be taken. He must be laughing inside himself. Said, foolish Duryodhana, you do not know what you are requesting. The glory of Pandavas will only increase. But I have given you a boon. I will go and do this. But you will be burning inside you after hearing the glory of Yudhishthira, when we ourselves will be flying away after begging food. After they had completed everything, there is no more food left out to give to us, and there is no means of cooking also. you will see what is going to happen. Dhruvas Maharshi knew everything. He even granted boons to Bhagavan Krishna and Rukmini. Just to remind you, those who know, he made even Krishna and Rukmini draw a chariot in which he himself was sitting and driving them like horses. And then, calm and quietly, they did it. And Dhruvas Maharshi was so pleased, he gave them boon that you will be incomparable in this whole world. Your glory will even outdo even the glory of gods themselves. Anyway, so when Durvasa came, there was no food. Yudhishthira was granted one akshaya patra. Then as soon as these guests came, he ran to Draupadi. We know this story. And Draupadi prayed to Bhagavan Krishna. Immediately he came and he found out one small grain somehow sticking in that akshaya patra. He ate the whole thing and then he belched. And he said, I am completely satisfied. Tasmin tushte jagattushtam. When he is satisfied, everybody will be satisfied. And then all the Durvasas and others, his disciples, who were taking bath at that time, immediately they felt, even if one grain of food goes inside them, they will become sick. And then they fled away from that. And Duryodhana must have come to know about it, and he must have felt terribly suffering, because now the glory of Yudhishthira had increased 1,000-fold. And Duryodhana might have understood that there is someone behind the Pandavas who is protecting everybody there. So even if I go to war, he must be thinking about it, along with his cronies, so I will not be able to do anything. But helplessly, he is being made to act like that. Ishvaraha sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantrarudhani mayaya. Then one devotee doubted Sri Ramakrishna's integrity. That is, he saw Sri Ramakrishna trying to have food, and there were several dishes. So, the devotee could not understand why a great soul like Sri Ramakrishna needs so much of food. But Sri Ramakrishna knew everything. He took one handful of food, and as soon as he brought it to his mouth, a huge snake suddenly came out from inside him, snatched the food, and then went back inside. That means it is indicating Sri Ramakrishna is offering the food to Vaishvanara Agni. It is the Vaishvanara who appeared to this devotee in the form of a snake. There is a story about Trailinga Swami. So they saw him on the either at Kashi or at Narmada bank. I don't remember. So they wanted to test him. Trailinga Swami had a huge stomach. So they wanted to test him, or they wanted to make fun of him. They brought a big pot of water, mixed lime in it, so that it takes on the appearance of milk. And then, Swami, we want to feed you. He just opened his mouth, like Sri Ramakrishna fed him with payasam, rice pudding. He also opened his mouth. Sri Ramakrishna fed him with his own hands, like that, opened his mouth. And these mischievous fellows, they poured that lime, thinking that they are going to deceive Trailinga Swami. And he swallowed everything because he offered it to God. He was God. He was Shiva. Therefore, when Brahman can digest anything, there is no poison. If he identifies himself with Shiva, poison itself becomes amruta, nectar. And then the stomachs of these people who offered started burning. Then they understood the greatness of Trailinga Swami. How many stories are there like that? But what is meant is that one who becomes identified, so anybody eating becomes his food, and everything, he is the eater, he is the eaten, he is everything. Just like, as we have seen Raikwa's teaching, this universal god of air, Vayudevata, who is none other than Hiranyagarbha. So everything, the sun, the moon, the fire, and everything becomes merged in him. So similarly, the Pranadevata, who is controlling each one of our individual bodies, there also the Vagindriya, then the eyes, then the ears, then the mind, everything becomes swallowed. That means merges in. It comes out of prana, it is maintained by prana, and it goes back to prana. Let us just very quickly explore this. So at the Adhidaivika level, at the universal level, this Vayudevata, he is called Samsargaha Vayuvava Samsargaha. He is the swallower. That means he is the cause, root cause. And into him, Agni, fire, Vayu, that is this ordinary air, Chandraha, Apaha, all these become completely merged. Similarly, at the individual level, Prana, Prana Devata, which only functions in fivefold ways, so that universal but working in the individual called Prana Devata. What does it do? The sense organ of speech, sense organ of seeing, sense organ of hearing, and sense organ of hearing, all these become merged. What does it mean? When there is prana, one is able to speak. When there is the grace of Prana Devata, one is able to see, one is able to hear, one is able to think. When there is no such thing, that is, the grace of God is not there, Vayudevata is not there, Prana Devata is not there, one will not be able to do anything. Similarly, we have to understand on the universal level also that universal Vayudevata, the power to give light and to blow and to shine like the sun and the moon and waters, all those things are not possible unless Vayudevata bestows. In fact, it is the Vayudevata who is manifesting in the form of the fire, in the form of the sun, in the form of the moon, in the form of the waters. And we have explained also, and we will see it in Taittiriya Upanishad also. So the Brahmacharya's idea is that he had realized his identity with Prana or Prajapati. Prana, another name for Prana, is Prajapati. So not to give him food is to cheat Prana itself of its due. It is because of prana you are getting food. Let us remember Katha Upanishad, because our ideas become more clear when we refer to other, what is called, manifestation. In Katha Upanishad, there is this, when Nachiketa approaches Yamadharmaraja's abode, and Yamadharmaraja was a householder. He had wife, he had children, etc., servants, etc. So it is his duty, even though he was going to become a guru later on. But this Nachiketa approached him as a guest. For 3 days he could not eat. Then his family members, who are equally wise, knowledgeable, as soon as Yamadharmaraja, the god of death, returned home, first thing they said, a guest had come. In what form? In the form of fire. Vaishvanaraha pravishati atidhi brahmanaha grihan tasya etam shantim kurvanti hara vaivasvata udakam. Like fire, a Brahmin guest enters houses. Men give this, that bhiksha, to quiet him. O Vaishvanara, fetch water. That means you go wash his feet and then you remove his hunger and thirst. And otherwise what happens if you do not do as a householder? It's a very interesting story, because if a householder happens to be a knower of Brahman and an unmarried celibate approaches him, or a monk approaches him for spiritual knowledge, even then, that like Janaka, so honoring Yajnavalkya, like that he has to do it here, because even Yamadharmaraja, Dharmaraja was also a Kshatriya only. Whereas here, this is a Brahmana guest. How do we know? Because Kathopanishad is telling a Brahmana guest enters houses. So, if you do not respect him, Atidhi Devo Bhava, what happens? Asha Pratikshe Sangataha Sunrutamcha Ishtapurte Putra Pashuscha Sarvan Etadvrinte Purushasya Alpamedasaha Yasya Anashnan Asadi Brahmano Grihe. Hope and expectation. Company with good men. True and pleasant discourse. Sacrifices. Acts of pious liberality. Children and cattle. All these are destroyed. In the case of the ignorant man, a householder in whose house a Brahmana guest fasting stays. Marvelous thing. So here, two words are used. Very beautiful words. Asha and Pratiksha. What is the difference between hope and expectation? There must be some meaning. So if a student has studied hard, appeared for the examination, he is expecting some result. Because he had done something, he must get the result. So having done some action and expecting the result is called expectation. But whereas without doing anything, somebody hopes against hope, without doing anything, I want to become a millionaire by winning in a lottery ticket, that is called hope. So vain will be the hope if we have not done it. This is the subtle difference between hope and expectation. In Bhagavad Gita, same idea is reinforced. Devan bhavayata anena, te deva bhavayantuvaha, parasparam bhavayantaha, shreya param avasyata. You nourish, you worship the gods with what they give you. Let those gods nourish you. Nourishing one another. That means you offer things to gods. Gods in turn, they grant you all that is necessary for your nourishment. Thus, helping each other, aiding each other, cooperating with each other, you shall slowly attain the supreme good. And then he says, Ishtan bhoganhi o deva dasyante yajna bhavitaha tair datta na pradayebhyo yo bhunte stena evasa. Being nourished by sacrifices, being pleased with your sacrifices, when the gods will indeed give you all your coveted enjoyments, they give you. He is certainly a thief who enjoys what they have been given by them without first offering these to the gods. So that is how we worship the gods and gods bestow. And this is how the world goes on. This is called the eternal yajna. So then now Shaunaka Kapeya Pratimanmanaha Pratyayaya. Now Shaunaka, as I mentioned in the story briefly, his name was Kapeya. So he approached this brahmachari and then he pratyayaya, he addressed him thus, Atma Devanam Janita Prajanam Hiranyadamstro Bhavaso Anasurihi Mahantam Asya Mahimanam Ahuhu Anadhyamano Yat Anannam Atti Itivai Vayam Brahmacharin A idam upasmahe datta asmai bhikshamiti. Earlier he said, give him food. That is being explained a little bit further here. So what happened? Kapeya Shaunaka, reflecting on the words of this brahmachari, approached him and said to him, he who is the self of all gods and the creator of all beings, who has undecaying teeth, who is the devourer, who is the wise one, who is himself never eaten, but who eats even those who are not food. And hence the knowers describe his magnificence as immeasurable. Such indeed is the Brahman, O Brahmacharin, whom we worship. Then, having found the Brahmacharin a great contemplator, an advanced person in spiritual life, Kapeya asked the people who were serving them food, please, serve him also food. So this is a very beautiful. What is Shaunaka saying? Shaunaka Kapeya, we are only testing you. We are also contemplators of God. What type of God we are contemplating? This Atma Devana, he who is the self of every God. Janita Prajanam, who is the creator of all, Hiranyadamshraha, he who is endowed with golden teeth. What does golden teeth means? That he only takes everything back into himself, samvarga. He only absorbs. When we go on eating food, when elephants go on eating food, the teeth will become decayed. But now, when Hiranya Garbha goes on eating, that's why it's called Hiranya, means golden. Dhamstra means teeth. It doesn't mean his physical teeth. It means as he goes on absorbing. Eating means absorption. Bhavasaha is the great devourer. Everything goes back into him. Everything comes out from Brahman, as we will see in the Taittiriya Upanishad. All these bhutas, they come from him. They are sustained by him. Yatova imani bhutani jayante, eno bhutani jivante, yat prayanti abhisamvishanti iti. Everything comes from God. Everything is maintained, sustained by God. And everything goes back to God. Don't think coming and going. That is the same gold before a form and name come is pure gold. And when a particular shape is given for a particular purpose with a particular name, it goes by a particular name. But when you remove that shape, the utility is gone, the name is gone. It remains. So throughout it remains only gold. God remains only God. There is no question of Srishti Sthiti Laya. That's what he wants to say. And he is the greatest absorber, devourer. Anasurihi is the wisest, because Sarvagnaha. Mahantam asya mahimanam ahu. Those who realized him, they tell that he is the greatest. Anadhyamano yat anannam atti iti vai. He cannot be eaten. That means he is the final cause. But he absorbs everything. Every cause devours every effect. Only cognitively you have to understand. Vayam brahmacharin a idam upasmahe. O brahmacharin, we contemplate on this great God and we are pleased with your spiritual progress. Tattasmai bhikshamiti. Please serve him. So that means they have certified him. That is the glory of this Vishwa. Then it comes the last one. Tasmai uha daduhu. So the servants, the people who are serving, they gave him food. And then it comes. Tevayete panchanye panchanye dashah santaha tatkritam tasmat sarva sudikshu annam eva dashakritaha. Sa esha virat annadi taya idam sarvam drishtam sarvam asya idam drishtam bhavati annado bhavati yayevam veda. Yayevam Veda. It is Tritiya Khanda. So, repetition of Yayevam Veda. Yayevam Veda is to indicate the end of this particular topic, especially this particular third section. So, they gave him food. Now, these five and the other five, together becoming 10, constitute the Krita, rice caste. Therefore, these 10 are the food, or they are the Virat, dwelling in all the 10 quarters, and these are the enjoyer, the Krita. So it looks a little bit what is called mysterious. This Virat of the form of the 10 deities. What are the 10 deities? In the form of the universal Vayu, in the form of the individual Prana. Just as you said, the universal Vayu absorbs the 4 Surya, Chandra, Agni, and Jala. Similarly, the prana absorbs these 5, all the sense organs. As an example, they have given of the speech, of the eye, of the ear and mind. So, 1 plus 4, 1 plus 4, and 5 plus 5, 10. This Virat consists of 5. Universally, he is maintaining 5 gods, and individually he is maintaining 5 actions of the prana, 5 plus 5, 10, and whoever contemplates upon him, he becomes one with him and he becomes identified not only with the individual but with the universal also. For this, contemplator of this Samvarga Vidya, his individual prana and the universal prana called Vayu, there would be no difference. They become absolutely one, and so such a person identifies himself with this entire universe. So all food belongs to him. In fact, he becomes the food, he becomes the eater of food, but it is all cognitive process, as I gave the example of the what is called dream. And then this word Virat, here used, there is a Vedic meter like Gayatri. So the Virat refers to several related concepts, and it consists of 33 syllables. So it is said Virat is food, Virat is a Vedic meter, and Virat is the universal name for that God. Universal God is also called Virat, and whoever contemplates on this universal God becomes one with him, and then he will become liberated. This is the essence of this Samvarga Vidya. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Muhur Muhuhu. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.